Next morning, the sun shone. The sea shone like white glass. The promenade glistened, the curve of the bay, the promenade gardens, with their few wet roses, wore the smile of November, pallidly gay. Francis and his wheelchair went down in the lift and were deferentially bumped by the pages down the hotel steps. Then he cruised about in the sun, all by himself, looking for an advantageous position. He had sent Jeff off to play golf with a man they had met last night. Francis stopped his chair by a seat on the promenade. He wore a dark red high-necked sweater, an expensive tweed coat. A camel hair rug was tucked over his knees. His cheekbones were stained by a slight flush. He sat looking sideways out to sea, his whole nervous attention fixed on the promenade. For some time he sat listening for Tibby's step. Then she came round his chair and stood beside him, blinking her eyelashes in the sun. "Well," said Francis, "here is your sunny climb." Tibby looked at the bench and said, "Where's Jeff gone?" "Golf," said Francis sharply. "Why?" "I just wondered," she said. She dithered, then sat down. She was wearing no gloves again, so when she spread her hands on her lap, palms upward, she could frown down thoughtfully at the lines on them. Francis said, "Well, are they different since yesterday?" "Oh, how could they change? They are me." "Did you like coming to tea?"
"Oh, yes, but you made me feel such a silly."
"Was that why you kept laughing the whole time? You can write about that in your letter to India, can't you? Oh, I went out to tea with a funny boy. Do you write to India often?"
"Well, I do when I can, but so little happens here. There's not much to write about."
"About," said Francis. "But you write love letters, don't you?" Tibby looked quite mystified. Francis continued, "Have you and that young man got nothing to say?"
"You see, when I used to know him, we were not engaged, really. So I don't know what we said. We played tennis most of the time."
A contraction shook Francis' chair and made Tibby turn round.